Yep.
All right, well, today was Sunday, June 8th, and we had a real exciting game today, right down to the wire. 7 minutes overtime turned into 10 or 12, or I don't know. It's finally the end of the game. I have the winning coach this afternoon, Duncan Wild, who's coached Oakville for, from years before in previous leagues and that, but let's say in all the League One, since League One Ontario got started. Now, I'll just ask you, thanks for taking part, but your thoughts on today's game?
A typical League One battle. The points were vital for both of us,
yes,
to stay in touch with the top group, and I think we were both missing two or three players, so we both had to adjust, and it was always going to be a close game. It usually is. They've blown us out once before, but usually we're very, very close, so another competitive day, which is good.
Yeah. Now, this your club, well, I can't say Blue Devils anymore, because you've merged with Oakville Soccer Club. I know you've had relationship with them over the years, but the new motto is One Town, One Team as a new slogan. And how are you getting along?
It's been fantastic. We're all concerned at the beginning how it would go, but we've been able now to find a home for OPDL level for all our elite players in our youth programs, because we didn't have OPDL.
Ah.
And the club now have a League One program, you know, male and female. So it's just in everybody's best advantage. You know, we're all pulling together. So far so good. We're all excited about it.
Okay, I just slipped this one in. I'm thinking, because we're here at Bronte Athletic Park today, which you play at over the years, especially the playoffs when you need us. Stadium lights for night games, but you're no longer at Sheridan Trafalgar's campus anymore.
No, we didn't go back to Sheridan this year because they were resurfacing the field, and,
yes,
and it desperately needs it.
Right.
And we also can only use it till early August,
okay,
and we wanted to keep the same venue. So we've traditionally played all our playoffs and late season games here at Bronte, going back to 2015. So it's a good home for us, and you know, so far so good.
Okay, great. And now you're the team itself. You've brought some from your own development teams over the years, and are any university players are here?
Yeah, we've probably the core of the squad is last year's Blue Devils.
Yes.
We've brought through six boys from last year's reserves. Our League 2 team, and we've recruited four or five new boys. So we've got one or two NCAA, a lot of Canadian universities. We've got four or five boys from Humber that won their championship. So we've got a nice cross-section of experience and youth, and it's nice that we're getting one or two of our U20 players in. We've already fulfilled our U20 commitment for the season, so it's nice to be working with some younger players this season.
Yeah, I believe your goal scorer today, I'm thinking of his name,
Jalen,
someone pointed out and said, hey, he was with the Rovers, your opponents last year, right?
He played for Simcoe last season, but he's a soccer coach here at Oakville Soccer Club.
Okay.
So it just makes sense for him to step off his training field and come and join in with us. So he's made a big difference. He scored a couple of goals, and
yes,
he's a tremendous addition for us.
Yeah, so many players have been switching. Simcoe got the Rashawn Walks, the leading scorer, and it was great that you were able to silence him today for the great defenders there, your whole team there. Just that Forge FC, we were bragging a couple of in press releases, they've got about 15 teams. They're developing, or they have relationships with, maybe as they're not really interested in your team at your age, but the younger players. Do you know anything that's going on at the lower levels?
Yeah, I'm not really too involved with the younger youth programs, but I know that the club supports the Forge program. We have official days where our junior teams go out to do the games, and it's good for the young players to get close up to the pro level. And I think it's working for both clubs very well.
Yeah, and you had ball boys, plenty of ball boys today.
Yep.
Because some places I go to, maybe because of so many night games, maybe the kids are in bed or something, but yeah.
No, we have a great marketing team, and yeah. Our marketing and promotion people do a great job of getting support for the games.
Yeah. And so over the years, I've always slipped in a question about your hometown of Manchester. Music especially, like the Hollies, the Smiths, we've talked about them over the years, but here's something different. If you've been to North Toronto to play them this season, I think you said at Downsview Park.
Yep.
You've seen in the background Rogers Stadium, as if they don't have enough places named Rogers after the cable company. Tourists will show up at the wrong place, but 50,000 seat stadium, they're going to have bands like Coldplay and Oasis, who originated from your hometown. There's always like the Lennon McCartney with the Beatles, but the brothers of Liam and Noel Gallagher, they're so well. Who's your favorite Beatle? Who's your favorite brother? Do you have any preferences?
Not on this one, because okay. They're unfortunately Oasis are from the wrong side of Manchester for me.
Okay.
So they're both big Man City fans, so love the music, but don't agree on the football.
Okay. It's usually between the brothers of, they love each other and they hate each other, fighting, loving, and who plays the best guitar and who sings the loudest and stuff. So
You'll get good odds on whether that tour completes or not before they fall out.
Okay, now that's true. Over the years, hell freezes over with the Eagles, and then, there's enough money here. Okay, we're in. Okay, thank you.